Blog Talk Radio.
Someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted. Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these delicious, delicious, delicious brownies at www.brownies.com. And they have blondies. They got cookies. There are all kinds of wonderful treats. That's making me hungry now. But, okay, I got to tell you. While I was in Providence, I came across, and we've all come across Nutella, you know, that hazelnut spread. Now, when it comes with, for me, for hazelnut spread, I don't like to waste it, putting it on bread. I can't imagine spreading it on bread. You know, okay, I understand, like, you know, you do that with peanut butter. But I can't, I just like take a, you know, take the spoon and dig into the jar. But to make matters worse, I found out that there are two types of Nutellas, and there's one that imported from Italy and one from the United States. The difference is that the one from Italy does not have palm oil. They're not allowed to use palm oil. We're going to get into that on another episode about things that are imported, but that just made it even, you know, better for me, because I also love Grater's ice cream because they don't use palm oil in the chocolate. But I just had this pictured in my head, a fairy tale brownie with the Nutella on it. I got to write that into them. Slicing one right in half, a fairy tale brownie in half. A chocolate chip fairy tale brownie in half, and putting the Nutella in the middle of this. Oh, God. Okay. I know what I'm having for dessert already. So, as I'm still waiting, I don't know. I hope, you know, sometimes people, like, forget, or they go, I'm supposed to call in and do something today. Is it today or tomorrow? So I hope at least one person remembers. Okay, in the meantime, so last night I went to see Sarah Rice, and she was, you know, doing her own show, and Sarah Rice is a woman. She's a singer who had starred in the original cast of Sweeney Todd. And so now she's singing, you know, and I've got her at a nightclub called 54 Below, which is, I think, the old or part of the old Studio 54 in Manhattan. And it was great. I mean, I haven't heard her sing since 1982, so I forgot how good she was, you know. But and the show was great. And I know she told me the name. She played this kind of weird instrument. I'll put it up on YouTube. It's this, you, like, don't touch it. You don't actually touch the instrument. Like, your hands are going over the instrument to control the sound waves or something, and then and the volume and whatever. It was just great how she played it. So I do recommend going to Below, 54 Below. It's really nice place, really nice club. A lot of, like, old wood is around, you know, all over. You know, not old meaning falling apart, but kind of a thing. So, let's see. Well, where am I? Oh, tomorrow night is a, having a Queens film festival in Queens, New York here. It's an international festival. I think there's shorts. And one of the things they're having a big ceremony. And I believe they're honoring the actress Karen Black. And so they'll be showing all these kind of shorts, and this is going on for approximately, I think, a week or maybe the rest of this week that they're going to do this. So that's going to be kind of cool. And I know I have more things up on the calendar. I know it's like almost nonstop, other than, you know, like, I'm trying to do chores. I have to do chores. Where is it? Oh, yeah, that's all I have. I haven't filled in yet. Yeah, because I'm not sure what I'm doing for International Women's Day on Friday. I got to do something, though. Maybe be with some international women. Okay. So let's get to, let's get to some music. All right, speaking of Melba Moore, where do we have here the Flesh Failures? Maybe you can recognize her voice, and this is a song from Hair that she was in.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new told lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness who knows
I like the rhythm and, you know, and all that. Well, okay. Well, I don't know. All right, so I have a feeling that Zoo forgot. So I'll tell you, I saw these animals, unusual animals, that I've never seen at the zoos. Nothing really scary, but, I had never seen wild dogs before. I mean, there's wolves, there's dogs, but I've never seen wild dogs at a zoo. I wanted her to explain what these other things were. Then we went into an area, I guess, where the turtles were. And there's one of the zookeepers came out with a baby wallaby in her arms, and she was like, had it in like one of these, it almost looked like a pouch type thing to hold it, I guess, so it would feel, you know, at home with mother kind of a thing. And I got to pet it, like, on its little head. I pet it on its head. And, Esther and Eunice were in, seemed to be in town there with me. I think I have a picture of Esther having a chat with the wallaby. Yes. It's so much fun with them there. I mean, if you're just in the mood, if you need a laugh, you should really go to their website there, Esther and Eunice Adventures, just to read what they're, read about them, what they're doing. Matter of fact, Columbus Day rolled around. Oh, no, I guess it was before then. Well, Columbus Day rolled around, and they were, talking about the fact that Columbus came here and discovered something that was already here, It's like that there's people here. How do you discover it? So, they're now going around discovering every place they go to and renaming everything. They don't see a whole bunch of rubber chickens or any rubber chickens, and so they feel that, that they can do it. They name the state, sometimes the cities. They named it Rhode Island, R-O-A-D Island, as in, why did the chicken cross the road? And then instead of Providence, it's Providence. Get it? Providence. Anyway. So they had a great time, checking out everybody and checking things out. Food and stuff, and they ate and partied and with me sometimes. Most of the time, I think they were on their own. What I also got, now I'm going to go back to Providence just before the summer to see that there are going to be, I guess there are different animals out in the warm weather than there are in the cold weather. So I saw definitely the cold weather animals or the freezing temperature animals, shall I say, that I got to experience. And so I was, I'll see different ones the next time. And maybe I think I might get to feed a giraffe again. That's always cute, because last time I did that, I was able to pet his, I was saying pet his little face. I pet the side of his face as I was feeding him. That was cute. Let me see. What was it? That, really much that I can tell you more about the zoo. I have a little while before I wait for the next guest to call in. So I guess I might as well do some music here. I'm going to play the Melbourne Moore stuff later when the Reverend comes on. He was supposed to email me, and he didn't email me. All right. So let's see what's happening. I don't know if Barry Manilow was on Broadway doing his show. I don't know if he's still on, but let's see. So let's do Barry Manilow song right now. Yeah.
Baby, I want you now, now, but now.
I love that particular song that he does because it combines the classical with the song. I forgot who's the composer of the thing that he does with the beginning of the song. Then we have, let's see, Josh Groban recently released another CD. We got 1 minute before the next caller calls in. But before I do that, then let me go to a commercial. One of my sponsors. It's time to use them in particular.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No, that is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue. Based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
Oh, yes. Well, I think hopefully. Let's see. Do I have Jim by any chance?
Is this Merle?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Merle. I've been listening to you. Great show so far. This is Jim. Great show so far.
You know, it's funny. It's like the weekend goes by, and it's like, did everybody remember? You know.
Oh no. Well, you never know. You know what it was somebody from the zoo or something.
Yes, I'm going. Okay.
Well, hopefully a gorilla didn't escape or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So first, introduce yourself to my audience.
I'm Jim. I work at the Hotel Providence. And I'm known as a hotel ambassador, which is I'm a doorman, bellman, and concierge.
Oh.
And I've been doing this. I actually helped open the place over 8 years ago. And I've been doing bellman, doorman, concierge work since, 1986, 87, around there.
Wow.
And I love it. It's fun. A lot of fun. I've worked at different hotels in Boston and New York City, now here in Providence.
That's great. And it's a nice hotel, too.
No, I'm glad you liked it. It's a great hotel. It's a great place. We have a great staff. The people I work with, they're all great. And, I just love working there.
Before we get into the hotel itself.
Yeah.
We want to talk about, like secrets of when you're telling people where to go, any special places that people overlook. I mean, everybody's going to go to the blah, 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 but other places. Tell us
a lot of people ask me where to go to eat. I send them to the other places. There's Hemingway's, which if someone's looking for seafood, I always send them to Hemingway's. It's really good. I tell them to go to Aspire, which is in the hotel.
In the hotel.
First, but a lot, sometimes people want to go outside the hotel and just explore Providence. So, there's different places. It depends what you're looking for. That's the first thing I ask them usually is, what type of food you're looking for. If they say seafood, definitely Hemingway's. Local 121 is great, too, right down the street from us. They have all different types of food.
Matter of fact, what do you call it? We have the the chef, David, is coming on after
Oh,
you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Yeah, did you go to 121? Did you go
yeah,
over there when you were there? Yeah, the bar is fantastic, isn't it? I love the Oak Bar.
Yeah, but with the topic we're going to talk about is farm to table.
Oh, look at the food and all that.
Yeah.
Well, they have great food because it changes over there all the time.
Yeah. But other than like food, in terms of like attractions, are there places that, you know, not as often visited but should be visited?
Well, I always tell people, you know, the RISD Museum, which is, you know, a lot of people like to go there. It's an amazing museum. It doesn't look as big as it is. And, you know, from the outside it looks small, but once you go in there, it's enormous, and it's great. The Art Club is another place that nobody really knows much about. It's right next door to RISD. Did you see the big, what was it, the First Baptist Church that's next to RISD? Did you see that when you were here?
Yes, I saw it there.
To the left of that, it's the Art Club, and you can go in there. It's open every day from what I've heard. I went there one time for a function, and it was incredible. And I didn't know much about it. And it's huge. It's another art museum that not many people know about. And it goes on forever, like the RISD Museum. This is a great space. You know, different things. A lot of guests come in with kids, and I tell them about the Children's Museum, you know.
Well, I didn't go there. Have you been there?
I haven't been there. I've talked to many people who have been there. A good friend of mine actually had his relatives go with him, and then he had a great time. He said it's great for kids. It's a good-sized place. I got to get over there to check it out. I just haven't been over there yet. It's right near the hotel, too. It's right near PPAC, every street from PPAC,
mm-hmm.
Which is the theater. That's the theater, big theater that has a lot of Broadway shows come in, which is right near the hotel, too. But, so there, and, yeah, just in the summertime, there's more places to go. Newport, you know, you know, Warwick.
But is there, in terms of are there any like places in downtown, in the downtown area, that are overlooked?
Well, because Providence is so small, there's really not much to miss. overlooked. Again, there's places like lounges that I tell people to go to that they don't know about.
Yeah.
A great place called Eddie just opened. It's right down the street on Westminster Street, which all the shops are. Did you take a walk down Westminster Street there and see all those little shops?
No, didn't do that.
Next time you're here, definitely do it. There's a lot of great little shops. Craftland is over there. Local artists, it's all their work. They sell it in there. And it's a block from there. It's literally a couple blocks from the hotel. It's a place called Eddie. It's a nice little place. What is it called? Salon is a great little hidden bar, a lounge that's right behind City Hall. It's kind of hidden. A lot of locals go there. So it's a lot of tourists, a lot of locals. I like to tell people to go to places not typical, you know, big bars and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Cool places that not many people know about, you know.
Do these places that you're talking about, do they have like some entertainment of any sorts? Or?
Oh, yeah. Salon, they have it downstairs, and they have different, once in a while they have bands come in. You know, I'm not sure of the schedule right now, but. They do. They have bands coming in like a couple of, you know, once a week, I think, on the weekends, definitely. But Eddie's more of a lounge. It's more smooth. It's quieter lounge kind of thing.
What attractions do people tend to want to visit the most that you see, that they notice?
It mainly is the same things. Water fire is huge in the summertime. You got to definitely see that. Come back and see that. that's a huge event that happens every year. But yeah, it's a typical, the RISD Museum, the zoo, the people want to go to the zoo. They ask about Newport a lot. It's this quaint, like up by Brown University. They go up to Brown, walk around Thayer Street. It's great. It's great walking around there. A lot of old 18th century homes and stuff up there past RISD and up towards Brown University. I send a lot of people up there.
But, is there a thing with the, or I'm not sure if I was getting this, between Brown University and the culinary one?
Oh, Johnson & Wales?
Yeah.
Johnson & Wales Culinary, the museum? The museum's kind of
outside the city. No, I'm talking about the college itself. Is there a thing about, who goes to Brown and who goes to the other one? Because there's like the big colleges there, right?
No, it's a huge college town, as I'm sure you saw. I mean, it's, Brown, RISD, Johnson & Wales, Rhode Island College. Roger Williams, Providence College. it's mainly a big college town. Up on Federal Hill too is great. I send a lot of people up on Federal Hill, to be honest with you too. During the day, it's mainly restaurants on Federal Hill. It's Little Italy section,
right,
of Providence, and there's great bakeries up here and all that. A lot of great restaurants. Some little shops too. So I send them there. Whalen Square is another great area. A lot of shops over there. Did you get over there? It's past Thayer Street.
We did a lot of, touring in the car, but not out of the car.
Okay.
<as much.
laughs> See, in the spring when it's a lot warmer. Yeah, it's in cold.
Yeah, when I come back.
Hasn't it been?
I'll
definitely see a lot of this stuff because it's a great walking town. That's what I tell people, too. We give out maps, and we have these great cartoonish-looking maps that we hand out to people that shows all the attractions around the area. And it's a great walking town. You basically, park your car for the weekend, leave it, and just walk everywhere. It's great. And especially on a nice weekend.
What about the Capitol building? Do people want to visit
the State House? The State House? Yeah, there's tours at the State House. Yeah, I've had a couple of people ask me about the tours, yeah. I've never taken a tour. I've been there a few times, looked around, just wandered around in there. The architecture's amazing.
We got
to get
you out of work and to these places that you haven't visited yet.
Oh, well, I've visited, of course. I've been there, but I just never took a tour.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, the architecture's incredible. And did you get to go in there when you were there?
No, didn't do that one yet.
Oh, man, what did you do?
I think I ate a lot.
Did you? Oh yeah.
I wanted to go to Federal Hill to get this whole thing about like the Little Italy of, of Rhode Island kind of thing.
Uh huh.
So
yeah.
I spent the time with that. I went to the Culinary Museum. I went to the zoo and I went to the art, the one you said, RISD.
Yeah, RISD, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I got a lot of it in,
driving around. Again, it's wintertime, so
yeah.
It's a little chilly walking around. Downtown, actually, right now, there's an ice skating rink. Did you get to see that, the ice skating rink?
No.
They have it every year. It's in Kennedy Plaza. It's pretty cheap. And it's great. It's going to be closing. I think they ended around late March, right before April. Then it turns into a skateboard park for the kids, which is cool. Next time you come, are you going to be coming back soon?
The end of June. That's what I'm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for because I want to hit it before the. The dead of summer kind of thing.
Yeah.
But after, so then it's like warm enough. I want to hit it. I'm interested in two things. The one, of course, is that the water show.
The water fire. You have to see that. It's really cool.
That, and I want to see in Federal Hill when the piazza is going.
Yep. They have singers up here. Yeah, they have the fountain, the water fountain. I live actually up on Federal Hill here.
Do you?
I'm calling you from right now.
So you must do your shopping there. Did you shop in Venda Ravioli?
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. they have great pasta. We get raviolis there and all that, and it's fresh and it's fantastic.
I was commenting about the Nutella in the beginning of the show. I got the Nutella, and we had this whole discussion about when I was there that the difference between the imported and the one that's in the United States or Canada. You know, I mean, Nutella is such a craze now.
Oh, yeah.
All over the TV, have it on bread, have it on bread. Who wants to waste it on bread? It goes a spoon into the jar, you know what I mean?
Spoon and eat it, right,
yeah.
Exactly. It's like frosting, right?
Yeah. what was interesting was to find out, because I was asking what the difference is, and if it's from Italy, there's no palm oil. They don't allow palm oil in it. And what happens is actually you can taste the difference. And when you have if you compare
That's
the
great.
Two.
That's cool. Did you get to have some coffee milk while you're here?
You know,
Bartell's lemonade?
That's very
lemonade.
Funny. I had never heard about this until I was at the flower show that they had. And they had a food and wine show, which I thought was going to be this huge thing, and it was like, I don't know, like 8 booths or something like that.
Oh, really? Was it small?
Yeah, it was like this small room, and I went, this is a show. And basically, it was that and an area for people to sit and, I guess, a chef to talk. But one of the things I came across was Dave's coffee syrup.
Yeah.
And he was explaining this whole thing about coffee milk.
It's funny. No, like it's mainly a Rhode Island thing. From what I moved here in 2003. I'm originally from Boston and live in New York City now here. But when I was in Boston, when I was a kid, I used to remember having coffee milk. My mom and dad would make us coffee milk. And I haven't had it in years. And then when I moved here, I couldn't believe that it was so big because I haven't, you know, seen it around. I didn't know they made it anymore other than, I guess, in Rhode Island. I'm glad you got at least. Did you taste it? It's basically like, I don't know. To me, it's like iced coffee, I guess.
Yeah, kind of like that. I've been experimenting with it, like cooking with it,
putting it
into the sauce.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, I didn't think of that. That's a good idea.
When you add it to it like a tomato sauce, it becomes like this really nice, like, barbecue.
Really?
Yeah.
Tomato sauce and coffee milk?
Yeah. I mean, it really picks up the flavor of getting almost like a barbecue sauce.
Hey, that's good to know. That's really, I didn't even think of that. That's great. It's a good idea.
Because looking at it, what can you do with it that's savory as opposed to just, you know, something sweet?
Right,
but here goes, my next experiment is making an egg cream using coffee syrup instead of chocolate syrup.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know what an egg cream is, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you know there's no egg in egg cream.
Right.
It
can be that bad.
So, you know, so I'm curious to see, you know, I just got to get some good seltzer that'll do it, you know.
Did you have some Del's lemonade also?
No, I didn't get to do that. I have to try that
this summer,
when I get back.
This summer, try it. It's good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, because I heard that was the other thing. Oh, and something about something with hot dogs?
Oh, the wieners, the hot wieners, yes, New York systems, yes. Yeah, I've tried it. It's good. It is good. But to me, they're basically just hot dogs. But they're I guess, I don't like a lot of really spicy food, so they put this spicy sauce over it, and supposed, you know, that's how you're supposed to eat a hot wiener, I guess they're called. It's basically a hot dog. Same thing.
Okay, so it's a hot dog with spicy sauce.
Yeah. And then a lot of people go after they go out to the clubs. The New York system stays open late, so they all pack in there. There's one over by the State House. That's pretty popular. That's the one I've been in. And it's pretty good. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
You know what it reminds me of? What's the famous place in New York? What are the hot dog? What's that hot dog place in New York?
It's about Nathan's.
Not Nathan's. That's on Coney Island, right? Not Nathan's. The other one. That's up by Washington on Broadway. There's one. It's past Tower Records, where Tower Records used to be. Lincoln. If you go up Broadway, it's on the right. And there was one down in the Village also, where you get two hot dogs pretty cheap. It's famous. Yeah. I can't think of the name of it. But I used to go there when I lived
there.
But it's
not the word hot dog. It's something. Why am I thinking something with the word king?
I don't know.
Is that it?
No, I don't know. There's one in the Village on 8th Street, on the corner of 8th Street down there.
Okay. I'll have to look it up.
And there's one up on the west side on Broadway past, you know where the big movie theater is? You know, there's a big square. There's a big subway station there in the square. It's right there. It's a famous hot dog place. Anyway, so New York systems kind of reminds me of that, sort of the same thing, where you go in and get a couple of cheap hot dogs for, you get a cheap meal, you know?
Yeah.
it's pretty good. It's pretty good. But what did you have at the hotel? What did you have at Aspire when you ate there?
I never went. They set it up for me to go to different places, and that wasn't the one of the places I went to.
Well, definitely. Are you staying at the hotel next time you're coming?
I have no idea. I guess it's whatever hotel wants me.
Oh, cool. I'll be back. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's the Aspire. It's kind of like, what I think is cool about it, and I've worked, like I said, in hotels many years, it's not your typical hotel restaurant, which is what I think is cool. Like it's a lot of people from outside come in and just hang at the bar and the lounge. And they have great burgers. I love their burgers there. And, the great calamari. I love the steak frites. Do you like steak frites?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. And they have duck. I hate to tell you that. They have good duck. Because I know you have your chickens. But I saw the picture that we took. It was pretty funny. They showed it. It came out pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had a good time there. I'm glad you had a good time at the hotel and all that. It was cool talking to you.
Any stories with the hotel? You know, like anybody see a ghost or any kind of things that...
No. It's just amazing. It is an old hotel. And I'm into that stuff, too. I love a good ghost story. My mom's a kindergarten teacher, and she her school is haunted. Some good stories there. But no, the back wing was a hotel back in the 1800s. The building itself is, you know, as you know, it's 80 rooms. It's a boutique hotel. But there were, like, Stanley Weiss, who made the Hotel Providence, he put like five different separate buildings together into one big hotel. And the back wing was a hotel back in the 1800s. And then I guess it was shut down. And then Johnson & Wales had it as dorms for many years. And then they shut down. But no, I haven't heard anything. The front building was a department store, you know, where the lobby is and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be Gladding's department store, I guess, back in the 50s and 60s. It was a big, famous department store. The two floors, was, and then upstairs was offices. And Stanley Weiss redid the whole thing and made it into a hotel, the front wing. But no, it's you know, we've had many stories. You know, we've had celebrities there, which is kind of cool. And,
what is the whole deal with the books?
All the suites are named after famous authors from New England. the New England area. There's a Dr. Seuss suite, and then they have a bunch of Dr. Seuss books in the rooms and all that. But, yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? It's different.
Yeah, I was in the Melville suite.
Were you? Were you in the Melville suite? Oh, nice, nice.
Because I also noticed that in the lobby.
Yeah, some books in the lobby and all that. Yeah, it's just like a theme, you know.
They needed something.
Yeah, well, it was like, you know, Stanley Weiss, who was the original owner, he was an antique collector and dealer, so all that stuff in the lobby, that's from his collection that he's collected over the years. And he has an antique shop across the street, literally right across the street from the hotel. He's still over there. I see him once in a while. He's a great guy, very nice to talk to. And, it's just a cool place. I love what I do. To me, it's not like going to work. It is work, but it's not. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
It's just, I love meeting different people from all over the world and just talking to them.
And you don't have to, we're not going to personalize. Like, what was the oddest person you came across or something that was something that happened or?
I don't know. Oddest. See, everyone's different. I don't look at people being odd. It's just everyone's different. There's different types of guests. You know, if you're in this industry, you know, you talk to so many different types of people, and you just know, you know, that everyone's just different. It's cool. So I don't look at anyone, you know, just negative. I can't. It's just part of
I don't mean in terms of, like, negative, but, like, an odd, any kind of odd occurrence, so something that's, like, something that someone requested and, like, they want a what, you know, kind of thing, nothing?
Well, it's not at this hotel. Other hotels have had that. It's fun. Oh, my God. One time, and it's pretty funny I'm telling this story, the Four Seasons, I worked at the Four Seasons in Boston for a little while back in the 90s, and I was a bellman there. I was talking to the concierge, and I guess a guest wanted a shark cage. They wanted to rent a shark cage, and she didn't know where to go, what to do. So we were looking through phone books and all that. He wanted to rent, to go into the water and see sharks in a shark cage. So that's probably one of the different. It's totally different. You know, you don't get that every day kind of thing.
So, in other words, there was no place called Shark Cages or Us?
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, back in the 90s, I mean, nowadays, I would imagine you'd find it easily, especially online. But back then, before computers and internet, in the early 90s, it's just, you know, and this guy was a VIP, really had to find this for him. So she did, she found it. But she had to make a lot of phone calls. But that stuck out in my mind. I used to work at the Stanhope Hotel in New York on the Upper East Side, across the street from the Met, Metropolitan Museum of Art. I was a doorman there
mm-hmm.
for a number of years. And that was great. That was a lot of fun working there too. I would say that the Stanhope and the Hotel Province are my two favorite places I've worked in all my career, in all the places I've worked.
Mm-hmm.
But I met Barry Manilow. I know you had a Barry Manilow song before.
Yeah.
Did you go see him? He was just in New York,
yes,
right?
I saw him at on Broadway.
How was it? Was the show good?
He was excellent, and I was like kind of surprised because it was a whole thing. He had a postpone the show.
Really?
Yes,
why?
He had to postpone because he got bronchitis.
Oh, he did? Really?
Yes, he had to postpone the opening.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
So
wow.
I finally, when I went, it was like 2 days after the opening that
uh-huh.
I saw the show. So it was, you know, like I'm going, oh, okay, is he going to hit all the notes and whatever? And he was fine.
He's one of my guilty pleasures because I just grew up with his music. My mom and would play his records when I was a kid in the 70s. So when I got to meet him, he's such a nice guy. Very cool. I'm glad you got to see him. He's an amazing performer, isn't he? Just a showman. He's probably the one of the last showmen, you know. They don't have make him like that anymore, really.
Yeah.
You know,
Frank Sinatra
and Dean Martin and all those people, you know.
Yeah. I saw him again. I was at a place called Birdland in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, I know Birdland. Yeah,
Lorna Luft was there performing.
Really? Wow.
And I'm looking, and she said, my good friend, I mean, I didn't notice until she said, my good friend Barry Manilow is in the audience. And I turn and I look and I see him there. I mean, not far from where I'm sitting.
Cool.
It's only a small place, you know.
Uh-huh.
And there's a woman seated next to him. And I'm looking at this woman. I'm going, wow, you know, I don't know who she is, but she looks a little like Liza Minnelli, but I'll tell you, like if somebody's trying to imitate her.
It might have been her.
Well,
I've met her too in New York. Yeah, it could have been her.
Yeah, she ain't looking so good. That's why I thought
She's older. She's older.
Yeah, but it was just like that's what I was thinking to myself. You know, somebody looks like they're trying to imitate it because I have, you know, in my head I have pictures of her in my head being younger.
Oh, young. Yeah, no. She's older.
You know, and
there,
then you see somebody. You know, I don't know. It's funny how when people are in show business. You have this expectation is they're not supposed to get older. You ever notice that? Like,
I know, yeah.
You know, it's like,
well, to me, it's always how tall they are. I've met so many over the years. Seriously, so many. If you name somebody, I've probably met them. And to me, they're just regular people, you know, because I've just been in the industry. They're just, you know, you just talk to them about regular stuff. I don't really bring up movies and stuff for them. We just talk to them. And I think they like that. They appreciate that more.
One time I had to be really, really cool. I was at the airport in Los Angeles, and I went up to the lounge, the Delta Lounge, and there was my brain's going. What's her name? I Will Always Love You. What's her name?
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. She was there with her whole entourage. Now, first of all, I don't pay attention to anything that goes on, I didn't know who her entourage was. Her daughter was there. I didn't know who her daughter was because I just don't pay attention to any of that. But
right,
I'm trying to be totally cool. I'm sitting, like, next to her, you know, and trying to be – I didn't want her to know that I'm a journalist. I didn't even want to, like, say anything about her being a singer because there are other people in the room and maybe they didn't want to get the attention. So I'm just, like, chatting kind of on anything but, you know. And, you know,
was
and then
she
my
nice?
Brain
Did
is just going, oh, look
something?
At that. There she is.
Did you get to say anything to her or no?
No, I did. I talked with her a little, but nothing about – I didn't want to say anything about –
Nice. That's good.
But it was also because apparently at that point, I don't think she was on tour yet, that she had gone back on tour. And I didn't want to bring it up by even saying, where are you going to be performing? Or are you going to be performing in New York, you know, kind of thing. I mean, I wound up talking to her about the Giants game that was on TV.
That's great. Isn't that cool? That's great. That's what I love talking about with celebrities, just about regular stuff. Just regular stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, she's not going to sing there
That's cool.
But,
so what, you like hair, too? You probably heard you playing hair earlier.
That was one of the things I really enjoyed the play, and I think it was also because it was a play where I think at least three or four of the songs became like hit songs on the radio. So the score it was what I loved.
Yeah, that's the one thing I miss about living in New York. Don't see as many shows as I would like to here. I do once in a while. I go back to New York once in a while and see some shows, but That's the one thing I do miss, because I love seeing shows on, you know, musical on Broadway, the original cast and all that. It's a lot of fun. What's your favorite show? Do you have a favorite musical or anything?
No, I don't have. There's a season that come up that I'm going, ah, now that's my favorite one now. But no, I just as they come up, I just kind of listen, and it's like when I'm critiquing the shows, even I don't critique them like everybody else does. I'm basically looking at, is it entertaining?
Cool.
Is it worth paying the money for? Because it's very expensive.
Yeah, definitely. Now, oh my God, yeah.
That's really what it boils down to. How entertaining is it? And I don't mean it has to be funny, but it just, you know, will it keep you entertained?
Yeah. It's incredible how much the tickets are now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Especially in New York. Oh my. I just came across my drama club when I was a kid in high school. We used to go to New York once a year and see 3 Broadway shows for a weekend. And I just came across, I was going through stuff and getting rid of stuff. I came across old playbills, and one of them was from Dreamgirls, the original cast of Dreamgirls. And I have a ticket in the playbill, and it's at $35 for an orchestra seat. I couldn't believe it.
I know. I remember thinking. I remember thinking when $50 sounded too much.
Yeah, I know. But what was it? The Producers, I think, was the first musical to do the $100 mark, right?
Yeah, I think so.
$100, yeah. So I was living there when that happened. It was like all over the news.
I'm so glad that I get to review shows as part of my job.
That's cool. Did you see The Producers? Did you get to see that?
Yeah, I got to see that.
Oh, that's a great show. That was fun.
Lately, I'm going to some, I'm checking out off-Broadway shows.
That's great. A lot of great stuff is downtown, too. And off-Broadway.
I see
stuff way downtown. That was amazing, you know. But that's cool. That's great. But I gotta, I gotta get going because I gotta get some dinner. I'm hungry.
Oh, okay. You doing your own cooking?
Huh?
Are you doing your own cooking?
Yeah, I'll probably get something. Maybe I'll go out and get some coffee milk and do some experiments with that.
Oh, okay.
And the syrup.
Why not? Oh, and there's one more I'm gonna do with that. Instead of chocolate pudding, I'm gonna make coffee pudding. Now, here's the secret. If you want to experiment with that, you're basically going to deal with the coffee syrup and milk. That's it.
Right.
And you're putting it in a pot, and then you're thickening it with cornstarch. That's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you'll have coffee pudding.
Cool. Well, let me know what you think.
All right, Jim. It's great
Great talking with you. It was great meeting you at the hotel. And I hope to see you when you come back in June.
Yeah.
You know, stop by. If you don't stay,
and we'll
smooth
again.
I hope you do.
Okay.
All right. Have a great night. Thanks,
you
Mara.
Too.
Okay,
bye, Jim. Yeah. Well, no little hidden secrets. Wish there were. I always like to have, like, little, you know, things that people tell me that is, you know, little gems. So let's see now. So it's now 6 o'clock, and so the last is 6, and Dave Johnson is forgetting to call in. You know, at this rate, I don't know. Let's see. Will we get the Reverend at 6:30? That'll be the question. Okay, I'll tell you what. So let's. I'm going to do some music. Where is the song? Because Josh Groban has his new CD. And here's one of the songs that I liked from this one called I Believe. Thank you.
it meet our ears, the sights or as behold? Open up our merging hearts and feed our empty souls. I believe when I fall in love with you,
that song. Well, that's weren't all of the songs aren't great. I just walked into my kitchen and wanted to get a glass of water over here. That's why I just heard that. The sink. Anyway, so you know what I think? I don't know if it'll work. I'm going to see possibly if I can call Dave Johnson on the phone here. Let's see if I can. Let's see, do I have the phone number here? No, I'll look it up. Let's put this on speaker. Let's see. Is this on speaker? No, that's not how I put it on speaker, is it? Is it? I think I'm on speakerphone. Yes. According to this, I'm on speakerphone. Okay. Hopefully. Well, let's see. Let's get the phone number and surprise the man. Let's see if I can do this here. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll play another Josh Groban, or actually, let me play a Melba Moore song. That's what I'll do.
Or I think so. Hold on one second.
Yes.
May I ask who's calling?
Merle exit. He's going to go, oh, I was supposed to call into her radio show.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see what happens. Probably cooking and saying, oh, can I call her back or something like that. Actually, it was the first time I was listening to that Noble Moore song. I have a second one called Love Is. You can see that. Okay. Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave. He's washing his hands now because he doesn't want to touch the phone with dirty hands. He's in the middle of stirring the pot and it's timed a certain way. He's plating. Okay, how about that? He's plating. And, he's screaming at the people. You know how they yell. It's raw or something like that.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, he's actually not around at the moment.
He isn't?
No, I guess he doesn't work tonight. If you'd like, I can leave him a message for you.
Yes, please. Can you leave him a message? This is quite interesting. Tell him that Merle exit called. Merle.
Okay. No problem.
And that he was supposed to call into the radio.
Okay.
Station now. Okay.
All right. I'll let him know that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okie dokie. Well, let's see. So, one didn't bother, one forgot, let's see. So, the question is, am I going to wait until 6:30? Okay. Well, it's a reverend. Let's see if that makes it. Let's see what this other one. Okay, this is Melba when it says call. Melba, what love is. This is...
Because of love.
Yeah. I found one of the songs where she holds the last note for like forever. That's okay. That's what I like to hear. That's what she's noted for. So, I thought I was trying to get Pearly, because that's a song that we all recognize that she sings. Well, okay. Yeah. Let's see if the Reverend calls in 4 minutes. I'm not sure. But, okay. So she's going to be in Huntington. I think I'll do this another time. This is like, okay. I had enough with people not keeping their agreements. So I'm just kind of like going to end the show now. And I'll get a hold of the Reverend calls me at home. And I'll say, well, I have to do this another time because, yeah, all the problems here. So anyway, I'll end the episode now. So everybody have a good day, evening, afternoon. Yeah. Yes.